Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Another guy that we have on during the football season is somebody extremely knowledgeable. He follows high school football in the state very closely, especially here in South Florida, on top of everything. Does his weekly predictions in the Miami Herald in his column, and just killing everybody. I mean, nobody's even close to him. Bill Daly is kind enough to join us. Bill, thanks so much. You're going to be the prognosticator of the year, I think.
At the risk of bragging, Blue, 40-5. I did my homework. I looked it all up today. I couldn't believe it. I was 40-5 last week. 14-1 in top 20 games. So I'm, wow. You know, like I said, I feel like I'm at Vegas, rolling the dice right now with rolling seven. So I'm been pretty hot, and I've been nailing these games down pretty good. And you know, picking some of those the other games, the smaller games. That's where you got to put a little bit of work in, and you got to look up, you know, who these teams, who they beat and who they haven't.
Right.
And, you know, it's not easy when Westminster Academy plays Somerset Canyons or something. And, you know, and I take a little bit of time and I look the research and I pick Westminster Academy, and Westminster Academy wins. So that's
there
why you go 40-5. So
there you go. Know, and, so, and may I add that you picked Chaminade Madonna against Buford and Chaminade Madonna against Seminole.
For you listeners out there, Larry and I have been going back and forth the last couple of weeks. He told me I was crazy when I picked them to beat Buford, and they're nationally ranked. And we traded Barbs last week when I picked them to beat Sanford Seminole. And you know, and I just you know, Chaminade is a they're a special bunch. And you know,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of these teams from South Florida. I mean, does anybody wonder why when you put NFL games on Sunday that you see all these kids from Dade and Broward County are on NFL rosters? I mean, this is just. And this is what they do, and they go and they travel and they play, you know, and not afraid to go play anybody. And even Uncle Luke's going up to Niceville this week. Edison's going to play Niceville, which would be a really tough game for them. But you know, that's how you. But that's why every year when the state finals come along, Larry, that all South Florida teams are represented because they go, and not only did they go play other people, but what's been great about these first 5 weeks is, as you well know, we were getting some unbelievable games, and we were getting top-tier teams are all playing each other. Exhibit A last weekend, when, of course, obviously Northwestern Central, who always play, but you had Heritage playing Cardinal Gibbons, and you had St. Thomas playing Heritage a few weeks back, and you got Gibbons playing St. Thomas next week in a much-anticipated game, and then Gibbons goes over and plays Venice. I mean, I admire these programs, because they're not ducking anybody. They're playing people, okay? And this is what gets you tough, and it's what gets you ready for the postseason. And I'm telling you, some of these teams get to the postseason, Larry, and it's like a breather for a lot of them, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
When they play some of these teams. So, you know, and it works, and Chaminade is, you know, my new number one this week, going to the top of the polls in the Herald Top 20 after that great win. You know, and Gibbons had that real tough loss to Heritage on a – no time left field goal. So, the top five is a real mix and match between Gibbons and Heritage and Central and obviously St. Thomas and Chaminade. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But it's been a great high school season so far. And last week was just tremendous between the two walk-off field goals in Northwestern Central and the Heritage beating Gibbons. It's just great stuff. And then Chaminade goes upstate and beats Sanford Seminole. So it's all good. Good things happening with South Florida high school football.
Yeah, no doubt. Two teams I want you to talk about a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about Gulliver Prep, a team that has they played a close game against True Prep, which I saw on film, and I said, but then ever since then and before that, they're kicking everybody's tail. Talk about them.
Yeah, Gulliver, I mean, Cedric Irvin and Carson Haggard, just a real, special group of kids. And this is it. You know, this is kind of like, you know, that window only stays open for so long. I kind of thought that window was there. They had a real good team 2 years ago and lost a heartbreaker to Booker T in the regional semis, and then had to watch Booker T go on to win state. And then last year they had a really good team too. Last year was sort of disjointed because of all the COVID disruption, but they were really good last year. They went undefeated in a shortened regular season, and then but they just ran into a buzzsaw in Gibbons, yeah. And then they had to watch Gibbons go on and win state. So they've lost to the two eventual state champions each of the last 2 years. And there's no doubt about it that this is another Gulliver Gibbons collision course coming in the postseason. That's just a can't miss game that everyone should have circled on their calendar, because it's going to be a great matchup. And I anticipate whoever wins that game will win the 4A state title.
It's going to be interesting, obviously, because Lakewood, St. Pete, Lakewood. Yeah, and Jacksonville Bowles just beat Trinity by 35 points. So I think Bowles is a team. I think Coco's a team. And also St. Pete Lakewood is a team that right now has only given up 2 touchdowns all year. So in 4A.
Yeah, well, Bowles another, are tough. That's true.
Yeah,
they're very tough.
Bill, I just wanted to talk about Doral Academy. Eddie Delgado's doing an awesome job. They're 6-0. A week, not this week, but next week, they have the showdown game on a Thursday night at home against Homestead. Talk about that. Talk about them.
Eddie is I ran into Eddie a couple of weeks ago, and I said I walked up and laughingly said, "Okay, now I put you in my top 20, so don't make me look bad now, okay?" And he sort of laughed and chuckled. And Eddie, I wonder if the Berlin folks are regretting letting him get away, because he was at Berlin a few years ago and things didn't work out there, and he moved on to Doral, and now he's just he's got Doral really cooking. I mean, they're blowing people up now. They haven't played a killer schedule. I mean, they play teams, but this is going to be their big test coming up next week when they host Homestead
on a Thursday night
determine that district on a Thursday night. And I'm sure, Doral, they get big crowds at Doral. They are rabid fans with their football team, and that place will be cooking. And we'll see, what happens there. Because Philip Simpson's done a great job at Homestead as well, and that'll be a tremendous game. And we'll see. And the winner probably, will win the district. And who knows if they two teams? That's the thing. They could wind up meeting again in the postseason as well. So we'll see.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Eddie's done a great job, and Doral is he's got the Firebirds clicking on all cylinders. So good for them over there.
Before I let you go, 5A is going to be just a heck of a ride to get out of here. You have Killian's undefeated. You have Miami Central, who's way tested, and then American Heritage. So 3 teams there. Talk about those 3 teams.
Yeah, Killian. I saw Killian, finally win the Big Cat Trophy. They beat Palmetto a few weeks ago down at Tropical. I was pretty impressed with the Cougars for sure. Central. Until somebody knocks Central off their perch, it's going to be. Central just knows how to show up in the postseason, and Central and Killian probably will be. I'm not sure how the brackets will square off, but. Killian, if Killian is going to see Heritage, they may have to get through Central. So, and otherwise, Central and Heritage may be headed for a collision course. And a little bit of Heritage, they got popped by Treasure Coast, a little bit of an upset at the start of the season. And then, that's another team that just played, kind of a killer schedule, and that they're going up Jacksonville tomorrow or later this week to play Trinity Christian. So, right after beating Gibbons. Heritage will be battle tested as well. So the thing about Killian is, unlike Central and Heritage, the Cougars aren't exactly playing, a killer schedule. I mean, they're just playing teams. They're playing teams of Dade County, taking care of their business. But Central and Heritage, they're really playing teams. So but you got to be careful too, because
worried
about Chaminade, Larry, because you can play such a hard schedule. That it can wear you down too, physically and mentally.
Oh, yeah.
And Chaminade needs to be wary of that. So anyway, all good.
All right, all Bill. Well, I appreciate it. You know, we'll have you on a lot more down the stretch to kind of break things down. We'll start taking a look at the classes.
We'll chat when those brackets come out. That's always a fun time. So.
All right, man. All right, have a great night. Larry. Thanks so much, Bill.
Good job. My friend. See you, buddy.
You too. You too. Bill Daly, Miami Herald, knows his stuff. I'll tell you that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.